Well, it is my favorite time of the day. We get to this point, I'm like, man, I must be living right, because I look over and I see Ivy getting ready to come on the program. I think, man, my life is beautiful. Hi, Ivy. How are you this morning?
I'm doing quite well. Thank you, Steve.
Good, good, good. So we were talking in the break about do we ever go back to normal? I think we do. For a lot of folks, the quarantine fatigue has reached its pinnacle, and that's all that people are going to take. Tomorrow it was supposed to be the beginning of freedom for people like you and I in Michigan. The governor apparently is going to try to extend her emergency order. I don't know that she has the authority to do it. The Republicans say she doesn't. She says she does. We'll see what happens. But the weather is going to be nice going forward. People are going to be going outside. But in California, tomorrow they're locking down all the beaches, closing all the parks. And I'm like, I don't think that's going to go very well. What are your thoughts?
No, I think people do want to get outdoors. They want to get back to their normal routine. And just to kind of tell you a little story, I went to the grocery store a couple of days ago and I had my mask on. I was in compliance. And I just, there was this cloud of concern or anxiety amongst everyone. I mean, nobody looked into each other's eyes like normal. Nobody said hello or was kind to one another like I'm used to at my normal local store. And I just found that interesting, and it concerned me. And I wonder if we have scared everyone.
We have.
To the point of I don't want to look at anyone. I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to be close to you. You know, and I just, that worries me a bit. And I wonder if we'll ever, you know, maybe a few months down the road, we'll get back to some normalcy. But I wonder if it will ever be normal again.
Well, I think that, you know, the idea that these masks are supposed to make you safer, I think the masks are an image of fear. I think that's exactly what it is. I don't wear the mask anymore. We've done the science. We've done the reading here. The masks, according to the CDC and others, make you less safe. In fact, they become contaminated. And if you were at the store, you might have seen what I did, which is the clerks pulling the mask up and down and talking to people and putting them. They're touching the mask all the time.
Sure.
Which means the mask is contaminated. It's
right.
Filthy. And it doesn't help anything.
Sure. And there's a reason that, you know, medical professionals replace these masks all the time. It's because you touch them. If you're breathing through them, they're collecting all sorts of bacteria. And so people don't think about that. They put it down on their seat. They put it in their purse. If you're a woman. And then, you know, it's like all of a sudden you put that back on and you're breathing a mask full of contamination. So, yes, I think that that's a concern. I think, you know, we're getting mixed messages. The CDC says don't wear masks. Now they're saying do wear masks. The World Health Organization is saying don't wear masks. So I think that there's a lot of confusion in who's to trust and what's the right thing to do. And I think that's probably part of the anxiety and the frustration as well.
Which brings me back to, here's what I'll do. I'll do what I think is correct and prudent and the best thing for me and my family.
Sure.
I'm going to conduct myself as an adult. That's what I'm going to do. It's weird.
Right. Well, and the thing is if, you know, and I think I've said this many times, why can't Americans choose for themselves what they think is in the best interest of their own health? If you're sick and you're a responsible adult, you stay home. If your kids are sick, you keep them home until they don't have a fever anymore.
That's
until they
right.
have a clean bill of health. Then you send them back to school. Or
That's
in your
right.
own case, you stay home from work. And so I don't understand why this is being handled any differently.
Well, it's shocking to me, but here I saw an update from the World Health Organization. Yes, I'm going to share a bit of it here. They're holding up Sweden now as an example of how well things can be done. The World Health Organization promoted the idea of countries have to lock down and panic. And Sweden didn't lock down, and now the World Health Organization, are you effing kidding me, is holding Sweden up as, oh, look at how great they did. By the way, Sweden's death rate and so forth and infection rate lower than Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Louisiana, Connecticut, Michigan, New Jersey, and New
sure.
York. Go figure.
Yeah. I think you have don't you have a soundbite from one of the presidents or the president from there?
Yeah, yeah,
from
you know, Sweden, I do have the guy from the World Health Organization. It's bite number four. We should roll that. All right, bite number four, Will, if you don't mind. Go with it.
I think there's a perception out there that Sweden has not put in place control measures and has just allowed the disease to spread. Nothing could be further from the truth. Sweden has put in place a very strong public health policy. around physical distancing, around caring and protecting for people in long-term facilities and many other things. What it has done differently is it has very much relied on its relationship with its citizenry and the ability and willingness of citizens to implement physical distancing and to self-regulate, if you want to use that word.
So they can self-regulate.
They've implemented public policy.
They can be adults. They protected the long-term care facilities. They protected the old folks' homes, and they protected the vulnerable, but then acted as if adults could take care of themselves. What a novel idea.
Sure, and the thing is, they say, okay, here are the guidelines. We are the government. We trust you, our citizens, to make the proper choice. And then with all of these, you have to stay home. You cannot do this. You cannot do that. I don't think that really shows a lot of trust in the American citizens, and especially like in a place like Michigan, where we have our governor who is really putting down the tightening of the regulations here. And I think it's probably too much.
And clinging to power relentlessly, she has deemed all Republicans or anybody that does not support her as non-essential. In the words of Elon Musk, I say, free America now. That's what I say. We're going to go back to normal, Ivy. Don't you worry. We're going to go back to normal, and we're going to get out of all of this. No more masks, no more living in fear, and the lockdowns now. That's where I am. Ivy, thank you as always.
Thank you, Steve. Pleasure to be here.
It's the No Panic Zone. Good to have you here. You can find out more at stevegruber.com. Great articles every day from me and Liberty Page and others that are writing every day for the stevegruber.com website. You'll be happy with what you find. Plus, the Steve Gruber Show on Facebook. I beg of you. I don't ask for much. Go to the Steve Gruber Show on Facebook, please. Follow us, like us, be part of the conversation. All in the No Panic Zone, it is the Steve Gruber Show.
Thank you. All of us at Enbridge are thankful for the professionals who keep communities safe and healthy during this COVID-19 crisis. Our people live and work in communities like yours, and in this time of social distancing, we're using alternative work arrangements to keep people safe. We also know it's important we continue to safely deliver the affordable and reliable energy we all need to fuel our lives. Stay healthy. Stay safe. We're all in this together. Learn more at Enbridge.com/safety.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com and right now save 30%. GruberHealth.com.